Okay, Chevra, so the Siyata Deshmaya, we're going to begin now our third shir on Sicha Gimel, Sicha Saran, class trip with Rabbi Nachman. A very personal kind of learning from the tzaddik, not just in terms of sitting in his shir room, like we described last time, and learning from complex diagrams and an intellectual structure, but more in the way of a personal sort of experience, to sit with the Rebbe on a coach bus on the way to some park somewhere, and to learn from his own experiences, to learn from his own personal way of giving over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and what Yiddishkeit is all about, and how to approach all the various different kinds of experiences that we have in our human experience, or tzaddik refers to as the days and nights, the summers and the winters, all the ups and all of the downs, how to be able to achieve a new consciousness that matches all of the various circumstances that we're going to go through in our lives, some of which are wonderful, some of which appear to be a little bit more negative, and the difficulties, and also the good times, to learn how to utilize every single aspect of our humanity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way. And so over here we jump into Sicha Gimel, where Reb Nosson, who's transcribing all of these different anecdotes and stories and teachings, Reb Nosson begins by telling us the following. There's a lot of material to cover tonight. You'll see 4 sheets worth of material. A lot of it is from Likutei Halachos, which generally reads a lot quicker, so don't be so daunted or scared off. We're going to go through them a little bit more quickly. And Siyata Deshmaya, I think that we're going to achieve a remarkable understanding into the nature of this particular tzaddik, into the avoid of tzaddik and bichlal, and into a way in which humility and an opening up of our minds to something that is deeper than anything that we're going to be able to understand. And to really live in that space, we're going to learn a lot about, of tachlis hayadia ashaloi neida, that the pinnacle of knowledge is to arrive at the awareness and the understanding that we don't yet understand. And that we're always in the beginning is going to enable us to tap into a wellspring of chizik that's unlike anything else that's to be found in Torah, in the world of Torah teachings, and in the teachings of the Tzaddikim, that's unique to Breslov, that's unique to Rabbi Nachman, and the reason why that is the Siyata Deshmaya. So let's dive in with Hashem's help, and I appreciate each and every one of you for coming. So good to see some of the Shabbos guests and future Shabbos guests, praise Hashem. And thank you so much, all of you. It really means a lot to me. Hiflig ma'oyde b'gdulas ha'bayriz baruch shamay. Rabbi Nachman spoke in wondrous grand terms, hiflig, in incredibly grand terms about the gedula of HaBayiris Baruch Shemai, the greatness and the grandeur and the infinite endlessness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence. And it's impossible to describe this in writing. This goes back to the first Sicha, which we learned, which talked about the aspect of Aniya Dati Kigadol Hashem, about the inability to really describe a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in writing or in words that already limits it. To have a feeling that we can't even express. And Reb Nosson over here, as he does many, many times throughout Kisvei Breslov, tells us that Rabbi Nachman spoke about a concept or a topic or an idea or a teaching, but it's impossible to adequately describe this in writing and other places in the Kutraman itself, but in the Likutei Halachos, Rabbi Nosson describes that there's so much else that goes into dibur and into communication, verbal communication, than just the words themselves. Rabbi Nachman over there and Rabbi Nosson in the Likutei Halachos describes something that's called remazim. There are hints. Right? When a person is speaking, there are movements of the hand, there are facial movements, bodily movements that also go a large and a long way, right, to enabling the words to accomplish their purpose, right, to express what they mean to express. And so when we're just reading words off a printed page, we're missing, 70-80%, right, of what it was like to hear Rabbi Nachman describe the gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wasn't just words that he spoke or words that were written, but it's impossible to describe this in writing. Because the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to learn about what particular kind of greatness, what aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we're talking about, what aspect of his midos, of the way that he, or the ways in which he interacts with the world, ain't sheer, there's no limit, there's no measure. Ki nasa devarim nayra'im ba'olam. Because there are wondrous things that are happening in the world. Nifla'im v'nayra'im oid, wondrous, awesome things. V'ein yoidim klal. We don't know anything about them. And even this, that we know that there are wondrous things that we don't know about, we don't even know how little or how nothing we know about those things that we don't know. That's going to be the point of the second paragraph. But let's take it one step at a time. Nifla'im v'nayra'im. awesome and wondrous things that are taking place. I think in our own personal experience, right, who here can say that they never experience any Hashgacha Pratis? It happens. There are some people that are more attuned to it. It happens to them more often, but it happens to all of us the same measure. It's just a question of how in tune we are and how aware of it. But Hashgacha Pratis is something that we've all experienced, we've read about, or we've experienced in our own lives to some degree. And to many people, the Pella in experiencing Hashgacha Pratis is the fact that we experienced Hashgacha Pratis, meaning the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really real, He's running my life, His presence was made known to me in this particular scenario situation, and that's amazing. It's an amazing thing. A miracle happened to me, right? Hashgacha Pratis. But I think perhaps that a far greater Pella in the experience of Hashgacha Pratis is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's busy tying strings together of Gilgulei Gilgulim for thousands of years, a cheshbon that no algorithm or no computer, right, could ever comprehend or keep track of such a thing, how many millions upon billions of Sharshei Neshama, and how everything and different people that interact and every detail of the world, like the Baal Shem Tov taught, a leaf doesn't fall down from a tree without a Kodesh Baruch Hu planning out that trajectory, every single detail of the algorithm. And all of a sudden, a person is able to catch a little bit of a glimpse of like how that worked out and how it was clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Like, we shouldn't have any hasaga of any ounce of that. You know, something, again, that transcends not only our lifetime, but every single human being's lifetime from the beginning of the world until the end of the world. That's the Pella, the fact that we were able to glimpse a little bit of it, not that it exists. That's the Pella. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing Neiro'im and Neflaim, awesome, wondrous things that we don't know anything about. And we don't know what we don't know about. And we don't know what we don't know what we don't know about. And infinitely so. We know nothing. Klum at all. Neiro'im and Neflaim. That we're a part of. But we cannot comprehend the plot that we ourselves are bringing to life. Neiro'im and Neflaim Oid. The Ein Yoidim Klal, Hainu Sha'adayin Ein Yoidim Shum Yidiyah Klal Loi. We have not begun to comprehend what it is that we don't comprehend about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. First, we're going to read through the whole entire Sicha, and then we're going to break it down through pieces from the Likutei Halachos to understand what's the connection b'chlal between the three different parts of the Sicha, particularly the first two parts and the third part. And we're going to get into the depth of it, of why it was Rabbi Nachman Dafka who's bringing this all to life and teaching us in our generation, moments before Geula, how to hold on tight and how to stand strong. V'gam ha'shemuva, and also what is brought, ki tachlis ha'idiyah sh'loi neidam. And this is a concept that's brought in Svarim before Rabbi Nachman. All the different tzaddikim describe this idea of tachlis ha'idiyah, that the pinnacle of knowledge is sh'loi neidam, is not to understand. Hainu, gam kein eitzel kol yidiyah v'yidiyah. And I alluded to this a moment ago, that even when a person attains the tachlis of a particular idea, the pinnacle, which is to understand that I understand so much about this thing that now I understand that I don't really know anything about it because of the amount of exposure to the greatness and the complexity of a certain inyan, that I really know that I don't know anything about it. Even this knowledge that you don't know, this is still not the pinnacle. Because this knowledge that you've arrived at, which is that I don't really know anything about this that I know so much about, but it's dafka because I know so much about it that I arrived at a place that I realized that I really don't know anything about it. This knowledge of my lack of knowledge itself is a yedia. It's a knowledge that I don't know. And guess what? Within that knowledge that I don't know is also a tachlis idea, ashaloi neida. Is to come to a place of understanding within my not understanding that I don't even know what I don't know. And it reverts endlessly to a tzaddik that's rising in hasagas. The more that he understands and the more that he comprehends, not that a person should be an imbecile and an idiot and an ignorant person who doesn't open a sefer and doesn't learn something. Adarama. Persons should try their utmost to achieve hasagas, the meashilach. And other tzaddikim say that the hasagas with which a person leaves this world are going to be the hasagas that he's stuck with for eternity. And all of these concepts that we learn about of Gan Eden, of the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are the schar for the mitzvah, is in accordance with how much we were able to attain in this world, that we're going to taste the endless depth of for eternity. But ultimately, the more that we're gaining in this world, that's the level, you know, like you speed on, you come onto a highway, you merge on, you know, the speed that you pick up, you know, while you're trying to merge on, that's the speed that you're going to be, on that highway. You know, so people will say, you know, I'll just be a pashat tiyid, I'll just, halavai, we should be pashat tiyid, and what it means pashat, as we talked about last time, ha-chachman g'doyla shabachol ha-chachman says, l'ilius chacham klal, that's also klal. But this idea of just like, yeah, we can just, you know, learn the simple, only the Niglas HaTorah without getting into the, you know, the underpinnings. Ultimately, we're going to be stuck with that asaga for eternity. You know, so it's something that we have to work on dafka now in this world to be able to understand the depth, also the nigla, but also the deeper understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted to us and made us aware of for a reason. But al kopanim, there's this infinite cycle of tachlis ayidia ashaloyne da. Ah, you reach the pinnacle. There's a pinnacle within that pinnacle. Kizah tachlis harak ba'oyis ayidia. Aval ba'ayidia hagavoy mimenu adayin lehischa b'klal. There's always higher stages of knowledge that a person has to climb into constantly, and that when we reach the top of the first flight of stairs in ayidia, which is whoa, I don't know anything at all. That's the point that I then cross into a higher ayidia because I create that vessel with humility, which we're going to learn about, to be able to make myself a cleave for more hasagas. And adarabah, that aspect of my reaching that final link in a chain, which is the link of loy neida, that's the bechina of the makif of the next idea. Every idea, Rabbi Nachman describes, and the other tzaddikim explain, every idea has two parts. There's a bechina of pinim, which is the bechina which enters us, which enters our minds, which we comprehend. And there's the bechina of makif, which yet surrounds. There's two lights in Kabbalistic terminology, Hasidic terminology. One light is called Ar Makif, and one is called Ar Pinim. These are related to the Talas Katan, the Talas Gadol that we wear, Al-Pisod. Right? The Talas Katan is under our clothing, it's underneath. That's the Ar Pinim that we inculcate within ourselves. And then the Talas Gadol, which is very much related to the Ishvi Isha, to that relationship that at least, you know, large segments of Am Yisrael only start wearing the Talas after they're married, is the Ar Makif, which surrounds from without. That's the outside light. And this is exactly how it is when a person's learning something. When a person is learning something, there's a part of the idea that we comprehend that's called the arpanim, that enters within. And then there's an aspect of that idea that we're still foggy about. We're not clear. A person starts entering into a sugya. Okay, so you understand Gemara Rashi. Taisus is still a makif. You understand Taisus? Look at the Marsha. Oh, that's another makif. And every time that we understand something and we start to build the binyan of our understanding or comprehension of that knowledge, there's panim and then there's another makif. And then when we attain that makif and that becomes panim, we inherit another makif. And so when a person arrives at that level of tachlis ha'idea shaloi neida, that's the beginning of the next idea, because that's a makif. That means that I understand that there's a part of this knowledge that I don't yet grasp. That's the bechina of makif. What's the makif? It's the next idea, right? And so when I arrive at that level of getting to a piece from Taisvis, where I mamash say, okay, I get the Taisvis, but Taisvis just, you know, ripped open everything that I understood in the sugya, right? By bringing three other places in Chazal, all of a sudden then I have to start learning those sugyas be'ian. So there's pinim, I understood the taisvis, but all of a sudden it's a new makif. It's a loineda, I create a kli, and now I'm able to enter into the new stage of my lack of comprehension, because it's all an exercise of not knowing. And it's all trying to teach us how little we really know by gifting us with how much we do know about how much it's impossible, or about what is impossible to truly know. That's what all of this is an exercise in. Bottom line, we know nothing at all. What don't we know about? Again, there's many, many different facets of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself to the world. The Torah is primary among them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself through the Torah. But the kind of idea or the kind of aspect within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless that Rabbi Nachman specifically is talking about, that we don't know anything about, that we can't comprehend, we're going to still see. Okay? So we're going to be talking about a very specific expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the world, about which La'olam ein yoidim klal klal loy. V'yaval pikein ein zahatachlis. Rabbi Nachman reminds us that even after he understood what I told you until now, about how little you know, that's still not the pinnacle. Because you still don't know how little you know. Like Mamash knocking it into us, that Mamash, it's Hiflik. And it goes on and on endlessly. And here we come to the third segment, which again is going to be a little bit difficult to understand what's the correlation and the connection between the first part of the Sikha, points A and B, which by the way, in a regular Sikha's run, are not split up this way. I split it up just for the purpose of understanding them as three separate segments to refer to them more easily. What's the connection between segment A and B and segment three, which is far easier to understand on a simple level, and a lot of us will be familiar with a lot of these ideas and their connection dafka to the Derech of Breslev. Gam hiflig ma'oid, Rabbi Nachman also spoke in a wondrous way of begoidel ma'ilas ha'tshuva, of the unbelievable greatness of tshuva. So again, on a simple level, you can say this sikha is about things that Rabbi Nachman spoke grandly about. Hiflig about the gedula of Hashem, hiflig about the bechina of tshuva. But there's something much, much deeper, which we're going to get into. B'siyata d'shmaya. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Okay, but that's on a simple level. Hiflig ma'oyir b'gdoilas ma'ilas ha'tshuva v'afilu kishenayfle ma'oyir chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nachman tells us, as he so often does, that even if a person falls to a terrible place, and each of us in our own lives have fallen, and in all likelihood will fall, each person in their own circumstance, on their own level, on their own bechina, Rahman al-Islam, that's fallen to that place of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and spiritual numbness, and a lack of cheshek, and a frustration, and a feeling of despair, and brokenness, and loneliness. Afal Pikein, Rabbi Nachman tells us, right in the beginning of Sikha Saran, one of the most classic teachings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Rabbeinu shag b'kol gadol. Rabbi Nachman screamed and roared in an awesome voice. Ein shum yush ba'olam klal. There's no despair in the world at all. There's no despair. There's pasha, no despair. The concept doesn't exist. And any despair that a person feels is a despair of sheker, because it's not founded on reality. There's no such thing as despairing, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is pumping us each and every split second with life consciously, because He believes in our ability to fix. If it was mamish over, then we would no longer be ba'olam. And it's ein shemiyish ba'olam klal. If you're still in the world and you're still alive and you're still perceiving reality around you, it's ein shemiyish. You could be in the lowest, darkest place, but you're alive for a reason. I've said this often in previous shiurim, the Ma'arnaim. On the pasuk, Va'atam advekem Hashem lekechem chayim kulchem yoyim. You've heard this from me in the past. On a pashut level, on a simple understanding, simply means those of you who are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaim Kul Chamayim, you're truly alive today, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chai HaChayim. It's Chaim Yilam HaChazikim Ba. If you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're living, you're alive, you're really alive. Not stam. But the Ma'ar HaNayim turns the pasuk around, and he says, Va'atem advekim Hashem alekechem chayim kul chamiyayim. This pasuk is teaching us that when a Jew feels as if he's disconnected, and a Jew feels as if there's no hope for him, says the Ma'arnayim, you want proof that Va'atem advekim Hashem alekechem, that you're really connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite how much you feel that you've fallen and severed that connection? The proof is in the second half of the pasuk, chayim kul chamiyayim, you're alive. Ah, you're alive. You know what it means to be alive? Trying to gather all of the greatest scientists from the beginning of history to the end of history couldn't manage to keep a person alive for a half a second. To breathe life into an individual, you know what kind of cosmic energy that takes? To enable us mamas to change the world each and every moment that we have such power within us? Chayim kul chamayim, you're alive. Sabatim advekim, Hashem alekecha. You don't have to look any further. You don't have to travel to some cave or a tzaddik across the world. You also have to do that for different reasons, but not because without that you can't breathe spiritually. You're swimming in godliness. You're permeated with godliness. Every cell is filled with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim kul chamayim. Sabatim advekim Hashem lekech. That's the Ma'arnayim. Ba'olam ein shemiyush klal. Ein shemiyush ba'olam klal. If you're in this world, it's ein shemiyush. Because the tshuva transcends the Torah. And this, that a person needs to do tshuva, is because he transgressed the Torah. But tshuva is kadma la'olam. Tshuva came before this whole concept of there being a Torah within whose strictures we need to live and guidelines we need to abide. Sur mirava asei tayv. Tshuva brings us to a place that's lamalam na'tayra, to fix everything b'sharish in the world of bina. Therefore, there's no despair in the world. Because Rabbi Nachman says, if a person will merit, and a person will choose correctly from this moment on, it's possible to come to a place of awareness, of recognition. And I write about this a lot in my upcoming book, Rabbi Nachman's Story of the Lost Princess. If a person will merit, all of those averas and all of those downfalls and all those failings and all of those frustrations, spiritually speaking, will be transformed into inyan acher legamri. Not just that it's an avera that, you know, you shined up a little bit. Inyan acher legamri. It was something else, something different. Something entirely distant from what it was or what you thought that experience was. With the gift of a retrospective perspective, to be able to stand on that golden mountain in the metaphor of Rabbi Nachman's Story of the Lost Princess, but to be able to stand on that place, to look back over all of the years of our struggle and our failure, we come to the realization, if a person again chooses and utilizes his bechira after the fact, after the avera, never to go into, right, a matziv of nisayon, was such a mahalach, oh, you know, one day I'll realize how this is all, you know, and this ties back into the previous sikha, right? And that's why I think there is an order here. That ties into the previous sikha. If we don't enter into a nisayon or into a battle with the Yitzhar with such a perspective, you know, I'll do the avera, and then, you know, like in a year from now, I'll be able to look back and say, gavalt, like that was needed, I needed to be in such a dark place. No, it's not how it works. It's not how it works, right? Life itself will teach you enough lessons without you trying to seek them out, you know? Life will teach you lessons. But if a person is mamish in it for real, and a person is trying as much as the person can, and there are difficulties, and there are struggles, and challenges, and gedarim have been made, and a person's mamish trying, not looking to cut corners, which each and every one of us are. Each and every one of us are. Mavakish emes. That we're trying, we're mamish trying. And segeit nish, and it's not going. And it's not going. Time and time again, it's not going. And our failures and downfalls. And each time again afterwards, there's more tikkunim that are made. And there are lessons that we're learning from the failure itself to say, listen, if I'm really in it for real, I'm going to try my best to go ahead and to be misakin. Each and every time to fix up, make more gedarim, to try to make it so that I don't end up back in this place. But ultimately, after a person hangs on, after a person is connected to the b'chin of Ein Shem Yish Ba'olam Klal, we will get to a place where we look back over time, and this is big in Reb Tzadik, big in Reb Kook, we will get to a place of awareness to understand that it couldn't have happened any other way. And if you talk about just in a secular sense, you speak to addicts who go through the program, right? Which begins, you know, with reaching rock bottom, each person in their own b'china. They'll tell you, b'pem male, I wouldn't have given this experience up for the world. Moments from death, rock bottom, overdose. I wouldn't have given it up because the person that it made me today, etc., etc., v'chule. Ein shem yish ba'olam klal inyan acher legamri. Inyan acher legamri. Do we have sheets for Naftali? Do we have sheets? Are there any extras? Maybe you want to move up and look on with somebody. Right, so this nekuda is this bechina of inyan achal legamri. K'mo she'amar Chazal, this is not Rabbi Nachman's invention. He didn't make this up. Shenis hapchem avonis l'schuyos, that a person's sins can be transformed into mitzvahs mamish, the biggest pella in the world. If we thought anything in Rabbi Nachman was dangerous, I would say that this ma'amar Chazal is like the most. Well, what does that mean? How could such a thing be possible? Unlike the Berditchever, we're getting off track. We have a lot to accomplish, but like the Berditchever once told. This big Russia that he saw in the street, you know, he went over to him and he says, Mamash, I'm jealous of you. He says, what are you jealous? He said, if you do tshuva right now, you'll be the biggest tzaddik in the world because you've done many more averis than anybody else has done mitzvahs. And if you go ahead and rectify yourself, so Mamash, you could turn the whole thing around. Avoinas nepchulus chuya, such a thing is possible. V'yesh be'inyin zeh sistrin estari, says Rabbi Nachman. Listen to these words. There is in this inyan of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manhig the world, nifla'ois v'nairais, in such a wondrous way that we think we understand what the game is, what the mahalach is, bechira, not bechira, what he wants from us, what he doesn't want from us. We don't know anything. We must begin with the premise of trying our very best and utmost to live within the guidelines of the Torah. But what happens along that journey of a genuine striving to succeed all of which is taken into the process as a given. And the mitzvah of tshuva is there for a reason. It's built into us, the Yetzirah, so that we can try to stay away. But what do you think there's tshuva for? It's built into the system. It's the premise of existence. Without tshuva, the world would have been destroyed a long time ago. That inyan, that hanhaga of the Bechina that's described at length in my upcoming book, the Bechina of Malchus Beis David, the Bechina of the Yehuda that fails and gets back up and needs to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim B'Rabim, like the Gemara in Saita tells us, by admitting to a sin, Masha Enkein, somebody who's a Yosef HaTzadik, is only Mekadosh Shem Shamayim B'Tzina, right? Because he has nothing to stand up afterwards and show the world that I could come back from the brink. Yesh Be'inyin Zeh Sisrei Nistaris. Hidden things. That's not for us to go into, and we must not go into. This is the paradox. That the only way to know that we're engaging properly in this Indian of Yiddishkeit is to try our utmost to avoid it. Mamish to avoid it. And only then can we ever hope to reach a place in our life where we're going to look back and say, whoa, all those things that I mamish tried my best and it didn't go. And I cried like we discussed. I cried while doing the Avera because I had no hanah from it, because that's not what I wanted. And because I felt like I was compelled. Sistrei Nistaris. Hidden things. Rak HaKlal. But the bottom line is, and this is the rule, Shemekolah Nefilas VaYeridus, and this we can take home with us, from all of the Nefilas and all the Yeridus, Sheba Olam Rachmana Litzlan, Yecholim Lachzer Laviz Baruch Benakel. You could come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu easily without Gilgul Sheleg and Tanisim for 1,000 years. He's inside of you. Hold on to Him and realize and remind yourself what life is about. Recalibrate. Start from now. Benakel easily. And this does tie back into the first piece. And here we're going to jump back. We have a lot to do now. We're going to jump into all of the different sources from Likutei Halachos to show what the combination of ideas is here. But we already described that Ligdulase in Cheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gedula extends infinitely. And so the main thing is, don't give up from what? From what? From going back to first Seder? From what? That too. But Militzik El Hashem, don't stop crying out to Him. Don't stop crawling back to Him. Tzirbonu Shalom, help me, please help me. I know I'm not helpless. Please help me. Don't give up. Tefillah is the weapon of Mashiach. Tefillah is the weapon of the Mashiach in all of us. This is the only tool that we have, and the greatest tool that we have is tefillah. So many people, the tachbulis tasam alcham, they make 1,000 filters on all their devices. But did you utter one prayer? Also that. But what about davening? Kimi god gadol, the pasuk says, talking about the gedula of Am Yisrael. Mi god gadol asher lo elohim kroivim elav kishem kairim, right, or whatever the pasuk is. Who's the great nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to them whenever they call out to Him? Karev Hashem l'chol kairav, l'chol asher yikru be'emes. Mamash, to pour out our hearts in tefillah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Sicha Gimel. So let's dive into all of this incredible material that we have, the Siyata Reshmaya. And again, it's such a privilege to be able to learn this with you. And I wouldn't be able to really understand it myself, or to understand what I don't understand, without the tzirf of all these neshamas in this room together, that Hashem brought us all together for a reason, and we're all part of this. So I really appreciate each and every one of you coming. Says Reb Nosson Bereser Reshchus Yagnolina Likutei Halachos Netil Sidayim L'Suda Vav Ayin Test. A very, very long Netil Sidayim L'Suda Vav is like its own sefer. That whole it's unbelievable. It's like hundreds of oisias. It's an amazing, amazing journey. Says Reb Nosson V'Zeinin Masha Shemati Meimana Zuchana Devracha. This is connected, what he was speaking about is connected to an Indian that I heard from Rabbi Nachman himself. Ki Yeshenid Melehem Shemistayem Esidiyasi Yisbarach Acher Olam Agab Galim. There are those who understand, mistakenly, but in accordance with their understanding, that the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense of what He expresses to creation, ends after what's called the Olam HaGalgalim, the world of the planets, spiritually speaking, a certain spiritual madrega after which must just be the Ein Sof. It's just godliness that we mamash have no asaga in to understand the level beyond the Olam HaGalgalim. There are those that know that there are even worlds, that there are even bechinas, there are even tzimtzumim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light that we can understand and comprehend that are even higher than that world of Gadgalim. But even them, their knowledge ends at a certain point. And it appears to them that we describe that after that must be the aspect of that the tachlis idea is just that I don't know what's beyond this, and that's the tachlis. That's all that a human being can comprehend to get to that point. The pasuk says the truth is that there's gavoyim al gavoya, that there are levels upon levels upon levels upon levels upon levels upon levels, and there's even a sicha actually in sichas ran toward the end where Rav Nosson is speaking to Rabbi Nachman about certain kabbalistic inyanim about olam atzilus, different very high levels. And Rabbi Nachman was speaking to him about what's even lemalav in olam atzilus, higher levels. And Rav Nosson was shocked because he never heard anybody speak about something lamalav and atzilus. But this is the way it goes. There's levels upon levels upon levels. We're chavim in a yam. The Torah is endless. The Torah is absolutely endless. And says Rav Nosson, ki yish tzadik, there's a tzadik. She yodea kol elu ha'yidiyah shenid malahem she efshaleida oisam. Not just that this tzadik understands that there are higher things that we cannot understand. No. But he understands those things. And his loyneida is 1,000 degrees hotter and higher and loftier than the loineda of those tzaddikim that stopped at that level without proceeding further to try to understand and to try to learn and to try to be masik and to try to purify themselves so that they made themselves into a vessel to be able to understand those spiritual levels that were even higher than that. So when we talk about this tzaddik, who also must have a yediyah ashalei neda, but he's actually arrived at that place, that he understands, again, it's a paradoxical thing. He knows more than anybody else, but because of what he knows that he knows less than the knowing less of anybody else. That's a paradox, right? But that's how it works. Because he's seen so much more, and because his mind is that much more expanded, he's able from that vantage point to be able to look even deeper into the universe, you know, and to be able to say, oh my gosh, like there are galaxies beyond the planets that yid that's on the bottom in the valley with his telescope was able to see. Because I climbed the mountain and I'm able to see more, I'm able to see exponentially more. And so this tzaddik, his loineda is far deeper than the loineda of the tzaddik that's in the valley, who also has a loineda of his tachlis idea. But this tzaddik's loineda, from his vantage point of having understood what that tzaddik, that which was included in the lower tzaddik's loineda, having understood that, his loineda is an ini nifla. And therefore his anivus, because of his understanding of the gedula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how it relates to his own identity and to his own spiritual source, is nifla v'noira. Nifla v'noira. Amoik v'noira v'niskav ma'ayin. And it was known from Rabbi Nachman, we're going to learn a little bit about this now in the second piece. Rabbi Nachman told his chassidim, because he had a Torah, Torah Ayin Ches, which is actually also the Torah of Ein Shem Yish Ba'olam Klal, or it's Ayin Tes, Ayin Ches and Likutei Moran in the second Chelek, where that mimer is brought there, Rabbeinu Shag, B'kol Gadol, Ein Shem Yish Ba'olam Klal. Ayin Ches. Shkoyach. That whole Torah is about Loineda. That whole Torah is about Loineda. We're gonna understand why these two things are linked just as they are in Sichas Ran. But Rabbi Nachman told his chassidim, which is how he began the lesson, that right now I know nothing at all. I'm an ish pasha, but he called a prostik, just a simple person. Simple person. And Rabbi Nachman then told his chassidim that my eina yodea is greater than my yodea. My eina yodea, my arriving at a place and being in a stage of being being folded into the tachlis of my idea of loineda, where I can say, I know nothing, I'm just a simple person, is qualitatively different, first of all, from the loineda of the really, ignoramus who's sitting right next to you, who doesn't know anything because imamish doesn't know anything. It's not the same. You understand where Ibn Nachman says, I don't know anything. That's not the same as the person sitting next to him who says, I don't know anything. You really don't know anything. But Ibn Nachman really doesn't know anything. You understand? Because his not knowing anything is standing on thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pages in Nigla and Nister, what he understood before his bar mitzvah, that he was able to write sichas around the Erb Tzadik HaKoyim Lublin, the Bucky, you know, in Nigla and Nister, you know, universally understood and respected as such, went and wrote Maram HaKoymus under Rabbi Nachman Sefer Amidus, what he wrote before his bar mitzvah. Right? So, you understand what Rabbi Nachman's Loi Neda, he said, not only is it greater, it's qualitatively different, infinitely so, from somebody else's Loi Neda, but it's greater than my idea. Rabbi Nachman says, better to hang around me when I say, right now I don't know anything at all, than when I'm chock full of Torah and ready to share. Because in that matziv, I'm connected to a higher place. In that matziv, I'm connected to a higher place. And this connects, by the way, to last week's Sicha, when we talked about that the greatest wisdom of all wisdoms, Chachma Gedolah Shebechol HaChachmas, is Lilius Chacham Klal. We describe there too that it doesn't mean that a person should stop being an ignorant person. But the greatest Chachma, the greatest wisdom, is to live with the awareness that with all of our wisdom, and not despite, but because of all of our wisdom, we don't know anything. We don't know anything. And to behave as such, as a Pashut person. I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Ilchas Tefillah, I think. He brings down that there was a tzaddik called the Rash Mikitain. So apparently a tremendously big mekubal. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rash Mikitain, this tzaddik, after he had learned all of the sodas of the kavanas, the Mishnah Berurah says, when it came time to daven, he threw that all away, and mispal ketinuk ben yoimai. He davened just like a simple, simple child. Just like a simple child. You think his davening like a simple child was the same as the child sitting next to him? No. No. Not at all. It's qualitatively different. But his loineda is the greatest idea. His tmimus is the greatest chacham. So Rabbi Nachman says, better to be in my presence when I'm in that place of loineda, because that means that I'm mamish standing with a telescope on top of the grandest mountain, looking out over the expanse and saying, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And that's when you're going to get the most from me. The loineda. By the scientists, right, or people who study the natural world. So, like that's how far they're going to comprehend, right, is what's in space, beyond this world. Whatever they can understand from constellations and different mazalis, that's the extent of how far from their objective standpoint they're going to be able to see, even with objects in the physical world, and that's what they can study, as much as they can observe and study it. Observe and study it. But what's above that, they don't really know what to talk about. And even what's in this world that they can observe and that they do claim to understand, they make mistakes at the time. They don't know what they're talking about. Bechlal, medicine is always developing. That's one of the big answers for this, you know, that people, you know, quote-unquote rationalist thinkers, we talked about them last time after the thing about what an oxymoron that is to be a rationalist Jew. What does that mean? We talked about how so much of our Yiddishkeit is founded on things that nobody can have an answer for, right? Ultimately, you know, it's there's a certain arrogance implied there. Like, I understand. I'm a rationalist. I only do what I understand. Yiddishkeit is founded on the premise of Bereishis Bara Elokimus Hashamayim V'Ha'aretz. And in what way do you understand that? In what way can you explain that? In what way can you articulate that? But there's a bechina that we described last time about this knowledge that all of the questions that people have learning Gemaras that seem like wondrous things, you know, that they describe medically that just don't, it's just not true. It's not the Metzius. It's not the Metzius. And it seems never to have been the Metzius. One of the major, major questions, you know, is Chazal talk about a certain mouse that's created out of dust, right? A certain thing, right? Or different scientific aspects of what thunder is, of what lightning is, the Gemara's and Bracha Shabbos. It's like, it's not true. So there's one mahalach, there are different mahalchim, right, and different shitas, but one of them is that science just hasn't developed itself until they realized, right, what, you know, that there are these things, right? Or that the Metzius, in a certain bechina, in a certain aspect, it is in fact so, right? So even Anagal Galim, they don't know what they're talking about. So we have to trust, do our shtadlus to trust the experts of the given generation, but always to realize that ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chayin and the Adam Das, and take everything with a grain of salt. Obviously we have to trust, and I'm the last person to believe any conspiracy theory of any sort. It's not my nature at all, befrat medically speaking. Rabbi Nachman himself told Chevra, I'm not even going to get into this now. But still, al-Kapanim, to realize that things are always advancing, and to realize they weren't right about that, and so on and so forth, right? So that's Rabbi Nachman says, Toyim, Rabbi Nassan, Toyim, and Avoychim, Rebbe Devarim, Avol, Malam, Isham. But higher than that, Nidim, Lehem, Shu, Kuli, Ruchnias. So to these scientists, again, that are not atheists, they believe that what's beyond space is God. I mean, what's beyond space must be God. Must be the beyond the physical world, that there's nothing else. There's no other creative aspect or manifestation of God's histalshalus, of the chain of development of the world. It's just, there's olam asiya, and then ein sof. Like that's their hasaga. That's their hasaga. V'hu b'chinas tachlas ha'idea etzlam. And so their understanding of science is the b'china of tachlas ha'idea, that what's beyond that is the tachlas of knowledge, is ha'shaloi neida, it's the great unknown. We don't know anything about that. Shalavi daitim, ze b'chinas tachlas ha'idea, ha'shaloi neida. Aval ha'tzadikim ha'mekubolim ha'mitim, the tzadikim, whose knowledge doesn't come from observation, but from revelation, which is a far deeper kind of understanding, right? Because it transcends the limit of human mind, which exists and functions under the strictures and under the limits of time and space. Revelation that comes from the realm beyond, from the world of objective truth, not subjective truth. The whole Kabbalah, all the Sfarim of the Kisvei Arizal, right? And Shmoneh Sharim, and the Ramak, and the Rashash, and the Leshem, everything that we find in those Sfarim only begins from the place that the scientists believe is Kulei Elikus. That's where the study of Kabbalah begins. Olam Asiya, those two words, in the sense of Kabbalistic terminology, encompasses geology, geometry, history, all of the different aspects of studying this physical world in Kabbalah's two worlds, Olam Asiya. Two words. And the rest of Kabbalah is understanding how Olam Asiya came about. Olam Yitzira, Olam Abriya, Olam Atzilus. We talked about Tzach Tzach Saliyah and his different aspects of the functionality, right, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis Bar Elokim Es, from the Berditch, where the word Es means just an additive word, Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz, but it could also mean in Aramaic to approach. So Bereishis Bar Elokim Es, the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the beginning, S, he approached Asa Meriva Vos Kodesh, from Aleph down to Tav, and each letter of that descent is Moreh, right, on a certain revelation of godliness and how we're supposed to understand and to perceive that element of godliness and that function within ourselves. Mibisari Echseloka. It all begins from where that ends. Said, and you find the same thing in the Gra, that the Gra also said the same thing. From where nature ends, that's where Kabbalah begins. Even the Mekubalim that really spoke about these things, the Olam Atzilus in the highest places, even the tzaddik, certain tzaddik who understands this, is able even to rise higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Even they will also understand that there's a certain aspect of humility to understand that beyond which I can observe, I don't know what's out there. But it's a limited not knowing. Because again, you're standing on a small little hill instead of the mountain. And so you don't even know what there is not to know. And so on the one hand, it's like the biggest humility. Like, mamas, you don't know anything, right? But Gaval, the tzaddik, we describe this, we explain. The tzaddik that's standing on the mountain, he really understands what there is that he doesn't understand. And his humility, therefore, even though his das is much greater, and so there's an aspect of gaiva there, right? There's an aspect of yigba li b'darkei Hashem. He understands more than they understand, but dafka, because of that, he understands how little he understands. So his humility is greater than the humility of the next person, right? So the tzaddik is able to reach higher. We did that. They don't know what it is that they don't know. They don't know that they don't know. Which is very deep. Take a look at the piece in Chaim Aran. Samach Zion. Which is Sichas Aran, we explained in the first time that we got together, that Sichas Aran was originally printed at the end of Sipur Maaseyes, so here he makes reference to that, even though now it's its own sefer. Sichas Aran Simen Gimel, mamash what we're learning. Hamaschala Hiflig Me'oyed Begdulas Hashem Yisbarach. V'sham Chasr Ksas, Reb Nosson says a little bit is missing. That's why, again, Kitzvei Breslov, each piece has to be seen in the grand context of all the other Ksavim, so we're able to see the same piece from different facets and angles and really understand it. It wasn't written properly, and we need to add the following. And again, mamish, kipshute, class trip with Rabbi Nachman. We were sitting in the wagon, taking a trip, their version of a coach bus. The Asian Asati Imam, we play Breslov Luuman, Le Stalik Sham. Strange, unsettling thing. The Rabbi Nachman took this journey, Dafka, to go to die. Like, if you ask him, like, why are you heading to Uman to die there? Like, that was his premeditated plan to be able to die in such a place. He had Sidus and secrets for why he, Dafka, wanted to be buried there. But on that journey from Breslov to Uman, says Reb Nosson, when we were sitting in the wagon with him, along which most of the foundational teachings of Breslov were revealed on that journey from Breslov to Uman. Anava Amar, he announced and he said, Hashem Yisbarach, Galdom Oid Ve'in Yoidim Klal. This is when this teaching was taught. It's Mamish, class trip. It's Mamish, it was literally taught on the 17th century version of a coach bus. On the Agala, on the wagon, on the trip, from Breslov to Uman, Rabbi Nachman started to teach this for Amar, and he said in Yiddish, God is grace. God is great. Umashach tevas grois, and he drew out this word grois, gadol, big, bini imus nifla. And again, you know, this is why it's like had to be there type of thing. You know, Reb Nosson says I can't really describe this to you because so much of what he communicated wasn't just the words that he said, but how he said it, Bini imus nifla lamala. He lifted his voice up, grois. Ve'ef shalatzar zas b'ksav klalim. I can't describe this at all. Main vase garnish, Rabbi Nachman said. We know nothing. We know nothing. Not because we're Amaratzim, we're the biggest Bekim and Shas and Poiskim and Nigla and Nister that there ever was. This access that they had to Ksavim, the access that our generation has, we're the most educated generation in a certain way. The access that we have to the entire gamut of teachings from the beginning of time until now, it's at our fingertips. Kipshutai at our fingertips. Not because we're ignorant. Neves garnished. We understand nothing. Setun sich auf der Welt, what the master of the world is doing in this world. Azelcha zachen neves garnished. He's doing things that we know nothing about. Nothing. Nothing. We don't know what it is that we know nothing about. We don't know what it is that we don't know what it is. Just reminding me, somewhere else in Chaim Aran, Reb Nosson was transcribing a sefer that was called Sefer HaNisraf. It was the burnt sefer. Rabbi Nachman wrote three sfarim. Likutei Moran was the lowest of them, the lowest level. There was Sefer HaNisraf, there was the burnt sefer, there was the Sefer HaNignaz, was the hidden sefer. And when Rabbi Nosson was transcribing the Sefer HaNisraf, the sefer that was burned, he said that he didn't understand anything that he was transcribing. And he told this to Rabbi Nachman. He said, I just want to let you know, like, I'm writing down what you're telling me, but I don't know what I'm writing. And Rabbi Nachman looked at him with a funny look, and he said, you don't know what you don't know. Not only don't you know what you're writing, you don't know what you don't even know. It's just mamish on the level. On the level, it's makifim, makifim, makifim. One of those Sfarim, I can't remember right now which, the Sefer HaNignaz or the Sefer HaNisraf, Rabbi Nachman said the Mashiach is going to teach us that Sefer. Levels of Asagas, beyond. You don't know what it is that you don't know. Merveis garnished. We know nothing. Hashem is Baruch Gadol is the translation, which I translated, V'sha'alti Yasa, and I asked him, on the Kfar Amartim, Sha'atim Noidim, Lechem Inin Tach Zaydiya Sholeneida, you already said that you were massing this level. Heshevi answered again, Zint ich bin arois von Breslov? Biz erveis ich shein euchnish. From the time that I left Breslov until now, I achieved a new understanding in the depth of what it is that I don't know. Just in that short period of time, from leaving Breslov, coming to Uman, now I understand what it is that I don't understand on a deeper level of the tachlis idea sholei neida, of the loy neida of the previous idea. That's Chaim Aran Beis. Let's jump into Likutei Halachos Hilchos Nedarim Dalid Yudalid. And the Heiliger Rebbe says like this. And the Heiliger Rebbe Nosson, and it's all the Rebbe. And we'll try to knock off the last couple of sources. Ooh, we have a lot to do. So we're going to try to go through it quickly, V'siyata Deshmaya, before Mariv. There are certain tzaddikim that are just not able, this is not their inyan, to draw people close to them. They, you know, reside and they live in a very high ivory tower somewhere, and they're not oisik and drawing people close and giving chizik. That's just not their thing. It's not their thing. Not their thing. They're able to bring, you know, gedolim close. They sit and they are teaching, you know, the Aleph Shir and all the different yeshivas, and they're oisik with people that are already close, and they bring them closer. But the people that are really low down, the people, you know, in the other kind of yeshivas, it's just not there. They don't have that chush. They don't have that ability to reach down to people, right, and to lift people up who are broken, who are in the pits. Kol zeh nimshach me'adas shelahem. Listen to this. It's a frightening thing. Rabbi Nachman says this comes from their das. Because they believe that they have some perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, which is the whole point, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim begins and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim ends. Because they have in their minds that in accordance with their understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their understanding of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy begins and the extent of it after which we can't comprehend that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy should extend even to such a person, they say, it's not ra'ui for this person who's megushim kol kach, who's on such a low level, to be brought close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Zebe Fratim Upagim Me'oid, such a person. But the tzaddik who's gadol ma'oid ma'oid, who's reached and attained hasagas of any idea, higher and higher, deeper and deeper. The Rabbi Nachman said about himself, the teacher of these lessons, that every breath that he took was a chiddush. That every breath he took, he was mechadish himself, fresh. He lived sacha kol 39, 40 years, 38, 39 years. But every breath that he took, higher and higher. This tzaddik, who's the bechina of Maila Ma'oid Ma'oid bechinas Moshe, who Moshe nafshar ba'ad kol Yisrael, like Moshe did, be'im ayin mechinin o'misifrcha. We've said many times this year and in the past that those words ve'im ayin mechinin is hidden the words ani nachmin. In that bechina of being Moshe nefesh for Am Yisrael, to say that, like, if you're not going to allow your mercy to reach even these people, I'm out. That's Rabbi Nachman's whole inyan. To save the world from brokenness and despair. This is his whole nekudas. Moshe, Nachman, all of this. Moshe, Noach, who themselves were gilgulim of each other. May Noach is itself. Oisius, Mecheni, is May Noach. Noach made a mistake. He didn't daven for his generation. Moshe davened for the generation. Rabbi Nachman says, my whole Indian is tefillah, without getting into the connections now. For the worst of the worst, for the sinners, for the lowly people. And he tries to do everything he can to help them. And he's soivel what he's soivel. He has to go through what he goes through in order to go ahead and to try to be moiser nefesh for every Jew. You know why this tzaddik is dafka, the one that came to the world to teach ancient Yish, Balaam, Klalan? It wasn't Rabbi Nachman alone himself, but all the tzaddikim that spoke in this way, that made it the ikr of their focus and their primary ambition to save each and every last Jew and to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the lowliest places. You know why? It's because their hasaga was that much greater. And they were able to understand in terms of their perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy is kilu chalu racham. Because their yediya is on such a level of ein yodea, that what do we know about Hashem's mercy? What do we know that such a person stands up and says, this one can be brought close, and this one can't be brought close? That's already in a place of yediya. Says Rabbi Nachman, the Torah in which I'm going to scream for all time, ein shem yush b'olam klal, is the Torah of ein yodea. The Torah where the tzaddik, not the ignoramus who stam doesn't know anything, but the tzaddik who reaches that level of tachlis hayidia of all the ideas, is able to say, mamish chevra eini yodea. I don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing in the world. What his cheshbonis are of why people suffer, why this one's yitzhar is bigger, why this one came from a broken home, why this one dealt with trauma and abuse in his past, why this one deals with this emotional ailment. Eino yoidim klal. It's one of Rav Shlomo Kabach's favorite things. He always used to say, you never know. What is that, you never know? Because we're stupid? is because a person that's connected to that das and that consciousness realizes that chevra ein yadea. And Rabbi Nachman says that my ein yadea is bigger than my yadea. What do we know about Hashem's mercy? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives tremendous pleasure from those that are far, that are brought close. The more the person has sunk into the pits of lowliness and physicality, corporeality, distance from Hashem, when such a person, who's so megusham and so physically oriented, is able from that place to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to scream out for help, you know what kind of pleasure HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from this? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within that person, like we spoke about. Chaim kulchem ayoyim emeilu v'atam advekem Hashem alekeichem. Ein shem yish ba'olam klal. Ki ze ikr gedulasi yiz baruch. Shar choykem yoyisem eskarbim alav yoyisem. This is the ikr chevra. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his plan, and again, it's a pele, because we have to do everything in our bechira to stay away from such a place. But what happens when, despite our best efforts, we end up in such a place? Each and every person in their own matziv, in their own struggle, in their own battle, in their own inyan. So then we come to a place of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing in the world is nifla, v'noyer ma'od. We don't know. And this chevra is the connection between the beginning of the sikha and the end of the sikha. Because when a person really understands that we don't understand anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy and the limitless nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan in this world for each and every one of us, taking us to our tikkun, sometimes dafka through lowly places, in a paradoxical, backward, sort of against our will sort of way, then we're able to understand that ein shem yish ba'olam klal. Then we're able to understand the maila of tshuva and the ability to take the deepest sins, the averus, and mahapchin l'schuyis, to the point where Rabbi Nachman says, nasim in acher legamri, it should become something else. It should become something completely different. What's that all founded on? Is our awareness that we don't understand anything. And that we're going to surrender it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Rabbanu Shalom, you know what you're doing. And I'm trying my best. This connects very deeply to the previous sikha. I'm doing my ishtadlus to try my best. I'm a galadas in the beginning of every day to say my ratzin is, ritzenenu lasus yusenecha, and to taka do our ishtadlus, to do our bechira. But the things that wash over us, and the things that prevent us and make it impossible, then we have to enter into this place of tachlis ha'idia, as ashaloi neida, and Rabbanu Shalom, you're running the world in such a way that you're not only running the world, but you're running my life, and you're running every aspect of my life. And I know that it's in my jurisdiction and ability, and it's my chiyuv to pick myself up from this moment and to make bechira dika choices from this moment on, because there's no despair that will enable me to reach a level retrospectively to realize that everything was part of the plan. That everything was part of the plan. That's sikha gimel. Seems like we're out of time now, even though we started earlier. I do want to start off next year, even before we get into Dalit, with finishing this up, because it's an important inyan, and we're going to have a hamshich Be'ezer Hashem, but I think that we accomplished a tremendous amount. B'siyata d'shmaya. Okay? What do we know? Yashar koach, thank you so much.